Senate Bill 209 has had its second reading.
Senate Bill 209, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Representative Richard Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you, members of the House, for your courtesy to delay this till we have an amendment out that I consider to be friendly. Senate Bill 209 is a bill to permit businesses to remit sales and use tax after the machinery is actually in production. This bill is brought to us basically by the South Dakota, with the support of the South Dakota State Chamber, and in essence what it does, it gives to the Department of Revenue, the Secretary, the authority to allow businesses to delay the payment of use tax on large expenditures of capital machinery for up to a six-month period. The bottom line here is that what's going to happen is that this amount of time would allow the business owner to get the new equipment up and running, producing output and thus revenue before the tax is due. In the bill, it talks about the qualification is to have the equipment must be at least $20,000 in value, and of course, it says permissive legislation that allows the Department of Revenue to grant the additional delay. There is a friendly amendment that Representative Mike Derby from Rapid City will be putting on. It's one that we did not have time to get resolved in committee. This did come out of the committee 15-0, and I would defer further discussion until Representative Derby makes his amendment motion, if you will do so, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks? Representative Derby.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, you have before amendment at the desk, Mr. Speaker.
This will be 209-TA, and it has been distributed?
Yes.
Is there a second? Comments on the motion, Representative Derby.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In regards to the amendment, you'll notice the addition after word transmission, digital television broadcast. About 5 years ago, the FCC mandated that by May 2002, all U.S. television stations would broadcast their signals in digital. And as you recall, last year we appropriated $3 million for South Dakota Public TV for this very issue. That change will bring exciting changes to the television industry, but basically it's a federal mandate. The mandate is being implemented by population, and the larger cities in our country have already gone to digital. But in South Dakota, our state's TV stations are just beginning to purchase the equipment to broadcast in that fashion. Each of these stations will have a capital expenditure of between $3 to $4 million. It's going to take a number of months for them to implement, order, and install and test this equipment. And this will just give them a little bit of time to pay the sales tax in regards to that. Appreciate your support on the amendment. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the House then is the Derby motion to amend 209-TA. Those in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. 209 is so amended. Further remarks on the bill as amended? Hearing none. Representative Siebert.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the body. I think this is an important bill for a lot of communities in South Dakota. We're talking about equipment in most cases that go into manufacturing facilities, and by the time this equipment is put into use, it's many times well beyond the six-month period. And I think it allows manufacturers to buy equipment at appropriate time rather than stall it off so they don't have to pay taxes on it. And what we're talking about is $1 million worth of equipment, millions of dollars worth of equipment that's brought into a facility or site. And when that hits your site, basically you owe the taxes. Although you won't use that tax, at least probably for 6 months and maybe a year, and this would help people that invest in this type of equipment to delay a small part of the cost of its installation. I urge your support. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none. The question before the House then is the final passage of Senate Bill 209. Those in favor vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. The members will proceed to vote on Senate Bill 209.
Representatives Elliott, Don Hennies, Dunafin, Dunwald, and Napoli. Representative Denifan. Representative Denifan. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 70.
Senate Bill 209, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed agreed to.